Well, this past week, we saw positive changes for the nation's corn and soybean crops as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes more than two-thirds of the corn crop looks good.
68% rated good to excellent this week, 8% very poor to poor. That's a slight improvement from last week when the crop was 67% good to excellent, 8% very poor to poor.
And as for soybeans, 67% is rated good to excellent, while only 7% poor to very poor.
Nearly all the crop, 95% now, has emerged nationally. Five-year average, 97%. Last year, 100%.
But when it comes to the cotton crop, Rippey said it's deteriorating across the plains.
A fairly sharp decline in overall U.S. conditions for the week ending July 7th. 44% good to excellent. That's down 3 points from a week ago. 24% very poor to poor. That's up 7 points.
But in Georgia, the National Agriculture Statistics Service notes the corn, cotton, peanut, and soybean crops look good at this point, as a majority of the crops are listed in the fair to excellent category. Only 6% of the corn and cotton crop, 5% of the peanuts, and 4% of the soybeans are called poor to very poor. And the report also showed topsoil moisture for the week ending this past Sunday was rated at 1% short, 42% adequate, 57% surplus. Some areas of the state received rain from the low pressure area out over the Gulf of Mexico over the holiday weekend, and precipitation amounts range from nothing to up to 8.9 inches. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.